Kintsugi. Proverbs 16:9 says, "In their hearts humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." For 39 consecutive Fridays, you've received my weekly word either by phone or internet. This journey began for me on March 9th, my 80th happy birthday. You've heard my weekly word from Dallas, Irving, Michigan, North Carolina, Arkansas. Wherever I've been, the Lord has made a way for me to share His word and my heart with you. He has and continues to teach me so much as I study and pray and seek His wisdom for the tiny little 7-minute slice of time I'm with you each week. Not knowing who is listening, but trusting that our Lord will speak into someone's soul what He wants them to hear. I like the way the New Living Translation reads in Isaiah 55:11. The Lord says, "I send it out, His word, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it." This scripture encourages me to continue to share His word with you, even more so when I don't have a voice like 2 weeks ago. As you know, I played a previous word because I couldn't speak. And then last Friday, the unimaginable happened as I found myself in the trauma center in Austin, Texas, standing next to my younger son's bed, watching him suffer with excruciating pain from broken bones in his face and bleeding in his brain. Every moment I was praying for him to live and be whole. I reached out to you, as I have for 39 weeks, not with words of encouragement, but asking you for prayer. The prayers went viral. My son is home 1 week later, and he's expected to completely recover. That is nothing less than the grace and mercy of God. He used my sister Debbie to come alongside of me and my older son Don to come from North Carolina to be with Trey. I hope you never say, "All I can do is pray." That is the most powerful thing you or I can ever do, whether praying for ourselves or interceding for someone else. Well, I don't own the words to thank you enough for lifting us to the throne, but I've asked God to whisper my gratitude into your soul. Now, I have what I believe to be an amazing weekly word to share with you. Several months ago, I came across the word kintsugi. If you've been listening to these recordings, you know by now that I love learning. You may be familiar with this form of art, but I had never known of it before. And as I researched deeper into it, I realized what a powerful metaphor it is for the way God heals us when we're broken. Kintsugi was developed by the Japanese hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago. I encourage you to research it, but bottom line, they take an object that is broken and put it back together with lacquer and gold. The seams of gold show the history of an experience, a devastating moment of brokenness. Instead of throwing the object away, it becomes a precious, unique, valuable piece of art put back together with its golden seams, never to be the same again, but to be of much greater worth because of the skill of the craftsman, embracing and magnifying the beauty of the transformed object with no attempt to disguise the brokenness. This is what I believe God wants to do with our broken pieces. That is my prayer for my son's future. The Lord is healing his broken, bruised body, never to be quite the same again, but to be transformed into a stronger, more valuable man than ever before. The bleeding in my son's brain is slowly being absorbed throughout his body. He has regained his vision and his eyes are becoming clear. The fractured bones in his face are healing without surgery and his mind is mindful again. Our God is a mighty craftsman, healing Trey with his merciful, powerful touch. We all have broken places. God wants to heal them with seams of gold. I read once where Hemingway wrote in Farewell to Arms, "The world breaks everyone, and afterward many are stronger in those broken places." Jesus tells his disciples what's going to happen right before he was crucified, and these words are also for us today. He says in John 16:33, "I have told you these things so that in me you have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." I love you. Bye.